This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For an update on the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders Plot, which was taken out last Thursday, I spoke with Matt Stolte.
Yes, we took out the plot there at Carl Martin's residence, just south of his house, and the yields were extremely pleasing. From what I told Carl and Thomas, I figured they'd be around the 230 to maybe the 280 range, and that's kind of exactly where the range consisted of throughout the plot.
That's pretty impressive, 280.
Yeah, overall, the winning company was Dyna-Grow, and it won by 286.1 bushel, which was 22.8 bushel better than the overall check. Following number two was Agrigold at basically 278.3 bushel. So overall pretty good with those two numbers. And then the lowest one, which is nothing to complain about, was 232.5 bushel. So nothing wrong with actually losing this plot because you're still at 232 bushel for this year.
Right, I don't think anyone is going to complain about 232.
No, not at this year. They shouldn't at this year, at least.
And how did these numbers compare to other numbers that you've witnessed in the past?
I was double-checking that last night, comparing in 2012, which was a drought. It was the same location, and we were roughly about 100 bushel better than that year. Now, last year was located just north, where the soybean plot was, and that plot went about, I think the plot average was right around 210. So just, 20, 30 bushel better than what we were looking at last year on average.
And as I understand, you guys also have a soybean plot. When are you hoping to be able to take that out?
I haven't talked to Carl yet, but quite a few guys are actually switching over and starting to cut beans. I figured it would be probably in another 3 or 4 days before Carl probably starts cutting. So maybe next week or the week after, we'll try to get the bean plot out as well. And what I'm understanding, yields are coming out anywhere from 60 to 75 bushel on soybeans. I got my first plot information in today, and I think the plot averaged roughly right around 71 bushel. So it looks like the soybean yields are going to be just as good as the corn yields this year.
Right, right. Definitely nothing to sneer at in terms of the soybean yields.
No. I was kind of thought the soybean yields would lag behind, but with everything coming out, from what I'm hearing, looks like they're right there where they need to be.
All right, sounds great. Well, Matt, are there any other final thoughts you want to share with us about the Young Leaders plot?
I just want to thank all the companies that participated. There was actually 15 corn companies, and they were all allowed 2 hybrids this year. I just want to take time to thank them for participating, and especially Thad from Ag Venture. He stopped by yesterday and helped us out, take out the plot as well. And thanks to Carl and Thomas for putting all their efforts into making the plot look as good as it does.
It really takes everyone you can get to help run one of these plots.
Yeah, and Thomas and Carl do an extremely good job keeping it mowed and making sure all the signs stay up and looking good. So I want to thank them for putting all their effort into it as well.
And can we have the winner of the plot just one more time?
And I'll give you the top five. This year's top winner was Dyna-Grow. Number two was Agrigold. Number three was Wiffles. Number four was Ag Venture, and number five was LG. All this information will be found on the Montgomery County Farm Bureau website, and we will probably put a little bit of information in the paper as well.
Again, that was Matt Stolte with the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Long-term care due to an accident, disability, or chronic illness can be expensive, and these services are not typically covered by health insurance or Medicare. That's why it's so important to have a long-term care policy from Country Life Insurance Company. It can help pay the costs associated with long-term care and help protect your retirement savings. There are a variety of options available, so contact me, Wayne Schaefer, your Country Financial representative in Jerseyville today. Country Financial, what's your ideal financial security? Give us a call at 618-498-5800.
Carlinville Truck Equipment makes industrial rollback equipment loaders, and because of this, they have the equipment and expertise to fix or fabricate just about anything metal around your business or farm. If you need truck or trailer repair, hoist or winch service, custom fabrication, or stock metal, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or log on to ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706.
When you join Macoupin County Farm Bureau, you gain a companion to take on the road with you. Macoupin County Farm Bureau's bail bond card helps you keep your driver's license when you're involved in minor traffic offenses in Illinois. When you post your bail bond card, you simply pay us back at a later date. It's hassle-free. For more details, call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. Farm Bureau, where membership means security.
Wolf Oil in Litchfield has been serving farmers and the community for over 50 years. Plus, they now have regular unleaded with no ethanol, unleaded with ethanol, 2%, and 11% biodiesel fuel, all available at their station and available for bulk delivery throughout the area. Plus, Wolf can take care of your propane needs, including tank leasing. Just call Wolf Oil, North Old Route 66 in Litchfield, 324-4086.
September is National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month. For more information about this month and its cause, I spoke with Joyce Fickrey of the St. Louis Dairy Council.
You know, it initially started in September of 2010, and really it's just a way to kind of shine the spotlight on the issue of childhood obesity. Of course, in the United States, we do have some problems in this area, and it really just gives families and health professionals and communities a way to take a stand against the problem we're having with obesity. And of course, the national goal is to help solve childhood obesity within a generation.
Now, this has become a rather prevalent issue.
You know, when you look at it, 23 million, so nearly one in every three American children are either overweight or obese. So yes, I would say it is a concern. And ever since 1980, we have seen a steady increase with children having issues with overweight and obesity. The real concern is that it puts them at risk for certain types of diseases, diabetes, type 2 diabetes, heart disease and high blood pressure, and even stroke. And, you know, the thing is, these are usually conditions we see with older adults, not with young children. So it is a concern.
Of course, part of tackling the obesity epidemic is not only focusing on exercise, but it is focusing on healthy eating. And there are a few different concepts that go behind healthy eating to try to remind people to get in more healthy habits. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. You know, one of the major things we can do is really focus in on healthy eating. And My Plate is a concept that's been around for a few years now, but really it's a visual depiction of what a healthy diet should be. If we think back to those five food groups that we probably learned in elementary and maybe secondary school, they're still the same: dairy, fruits, vegetables, grains, and protein. We just need to remember to eat from those foods because they are foods that provide us with so many nutrients. And dairy does remain an important part of a meal because really there's no substitute for it. If we miss out on dairy, we are missing out on a number of nutrients because dairy contains things like protein and calcium and vitamins and minerals that are important for our overall health, as well as, you know, having healthy bones.
And along with getting all these nutrients, I assume that it helps a little bit that we're getting them in lesser calorie amounts. We get everything we need in this one smaller serving as opposed to having a lot of other servings of different things, and I'm sure that helps a little bit too.
There is a paradox when we look at our kids because, you know, we look at them, we talk about the fact that they are overweight, they are obese, so obviously they're getting plenty of calories. But the important thing to focus in on is they're really not getting all those nutrients from the calories. We have so many convenience foods and so many snack foods that really just provide calories, don't provide vitamins and minerals and things like that. They may be high in either sugar or fat content. And that is the concern, the fact that we are getting so many calories from those foods, but yet we're still missing out on key nutrients in our diet.
And another big thing that is helping out is that school meals are getting more nutritious for kids.
Well, over the past couple years, we have seen that there's been a real focus on school meals, and I think many of them really are making a very concerted effort to make sure that kids get more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. And, of course, dairy in school meals, be it breakfast or lunch, should be low-fat or fat-free. So they are making an effort to make sure kids eat healthy, provide them with the right foods. And this year, starting in July, there was actually a law that took effect so that now even snack foods in the schools must comply with certain guidelines. Snack foods do need to be lower in sodium and sugar and fat, but hopefully will still be tasty and nutritious for those students.
And while the kids are not in school, how can parents help ensure that their kids are not only eating healthy but also snacking healthy?
Yeah, a couple things they can do. First of all, encourage healthy eating and show them healthy eating. And especially when our children are young, they take a lot of their food cues from what their parents do or don't do or what they eat or don't eat. So make sure your diet is healthy. And, of course, along with healthy eating, we want to encourage physical activity. So making sure that, first of all, they do things like eat breakfast every day, either at home or at school. And that really is the first opportunity to get some nutrition in for the day. And it's a great time to make sure that you're also including a serving of dairy so that we get those 3 servings of dairy in each and every day. Some other things you can do is if your child is taking lunch for school, brown bagging it, make sure that the child is making nutritious choices. Make those healthy foods available at home. And so you can do things also when they get home from school. Obviously, they're probably hungry. Make sure you have healthy snacks available. And you do that by making sure those snacks are from those 5 food groups. So examples would be single serves of yogurt or cottage cheese. And they go really well with fresh fruits and vegetables and whole grains. And so it is important to keep these items on hand, make it quick, easy, and healthy for your children to eat right.
And if parents or anyone listening has questions about Childhood Obesity Month or eating healthier, can they go to some website to get some more information?
Absolutely. Our website is stldairycouncil.org. And from that website, they can also check out our Facebook page. We always have information on some of the things that we're busy doing in the communities that we serve, as well as some interesting and fun recipes that would be great for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Again, that was Joyce Fickrey of the St. Louis Dairy Council on National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.